Pendengar, playgroup atau kelompok bermain adalah sesuatu yang menakjubkan bagi anak-anak. Mereka bisa bersenang-senang, berteman, dan mengembangkan keterampilan sosial dan bahasa mereka. Namun orang tua juga bisa mendapatkan banyak pengalaman dari playgroup ini, terutama jika mereka baru datang ke Australia. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Audrey Borsche. Tidak memperdulikan latar belakang atau budaya keluarga, kelompok bermain atau playgroup diketahui memiliki dampak positif bagi anak-anak. Carly Jones adalah executive officer di Playgroup South Australia, di mana ia mengelola kelompok bermain untuk keluarga yang beragam secara budaya dan bahasa yang baru tiba di Australia.
So our latest research project shows that children actually gain skills in terms of socialization, and their holistic development is affected in terms of, you know, they have an opportunity to play with different toys, some different challenges, to learn social norms and how to, you know, sort of operate in a group environment, but also sort of, you know, role model up other children and, you know, learn some language skills as well.
Sementara itu, Malia Vayu juga membuka kelompok bermain Pacifica Language Nest yang ditujukan untuk anak-anak yang berlatar belakang budaya Kepulauan Pasifik lebih dari 2 tahun yang lalu. Playgroup ini mula-mulanya dibuka di pinggiran kota Melbourne di suburb Kilsyth, dan sejak itu diperluas ke Cranbourne.
My children were isolated from the culture, especially hearing the mother tongue being spoken. Growing up in New Zealand, we had more of an opportunity to be exposed to that because we had our families around. And being here in Melbourne, I didn't feel that my children got that same exposure. And that's how the playgroup came to be.
Cécile Taché mengambil alih playgroup dengan latar belakang warga Perancis di Fitzroy untuk alasan yang sama. Ia merasa penting bahwa anak-anak tumbuh dengan bahasa dan budaya Perancis meskipun berada di Australia.
If there's only one parent speaking French at home, it gets really hard to get the language going. Like they understand, the kids understand, but they don't speak much. So it's just for them to get more exposure and to get a sense that, oh, mum or dad is not the only one speaking French, but that there are other adults and other children speaking French, and that it's actually a fun thing to do and that you can do different things.
Ada banyak jenis kelompok permainan yang dapat dipilih. Beberapa tertata, sementara yang lain lebih santai seperti grup bermain Fitzroy French.
It's fairly informal. It's just gathering, having a chat, sometimes having a song or reading a book, trying to talk about different things that they might do at daycare, for instance, usually, but they do that in English. So just, you know, le toboggan, the slide, like words that they might not have because they're so used to just having, being in sort of English environment. And so, yeah, talking about the hens in the coop over there. And so that exposure that they would not necessarily get otherwise is what they get through the French playgroup.
Dan sementara playgroup sangat bagus untuk anak-anak, orang tua juga mengatakan bahwa mereka mendapatkan banyak masukan dari playgroup itu.
Having other parents in the same situation living the same thing, that is really good and sort of sustaining, and that really helps sort of, yeah, you face the same challenges, but you also can share, yeah, the same culture that you hadn't missed so much, but you're starting to miss now that you have children.
Eric Lee adalah salah satu orang tua Perancis yang menghadiri kelompok bermain yang sama dengan Cécile Taché dengan putrinya yang masih muda. Ia mengatakan sangat menikmati aspek sosial playgroup itu.
I don't have a circle of friends in here, so they would just be my colleagues who are more Anglo people. So here I can extend my circle and talk to all the parents, and if we can just raise our issue regarding migrants in terms of paperwork or anything, then we may just share information. So it's very relevant for me as well.
Playgroup ini merupakan kesempatan besar bagi pasangan Eric yang sedang belajar bahasa Perancis yang diselenggarakan oleh orang yang sama di balik playgroup mereka. Carly Jones mengatakan bahwa ada keuntungan lain dari playgroup, yaitu bisa mendapatkan saran dan tip dari orang tua lainnya.
They're able to ask parents questions, sort of find out how things work, where the local kindergarten is, you know, what time to enroll, what to expect. But it's also finding out about what other services are in the area too. So families can share, you know, who's a really good hairdresser for children, where's a good dentist, all those sorts of things. But also our research shows that parents that do regularly attend a playgroup have a really strong local peer support network that they can turn to when maybe things aren't going so great or if they need a babysitter. So there's a real connection that sort of happens for families that attend the playgroup.
Di Australia, terdapat ribuan playgroup. Untuk menemukan yang terdekat dengan Anda, Carlijos mengatakan, cara termudah adalah dengan mencarinya secara online atau dari komunitas Anda.
The playgroup association in every state and territory with a free call number. So you can look them up. There's a free call number you can ring and find out, you know, where your local playgroup is. All of our websites also list where our local playgroups are. We also have a partnership with a child and family health service so that the local nurses can do referrals to playgroups. Your local community notice boards should have information as well, but mostly through our websites and the toll-free number.
Anda dapat menemukan peta yang mencakup setiap negara bagian di situs web Playgroup Australia, yaitu playgroup.org.au, atau hubungi nomor bebas pulsa mereka 1800 171 882.